Charlotte's number one country, 103.7 WSOC. Keith Urban, 709 and Tanner in the morning. Gas and groceries, that's on the way yet this morning, plus the Carrie Underwood song of the morning. Going to get to it in the next 45 minutes. Autographed CD from Carrie, some vitamin water, and a chance to go to Winston-Salem, go to the show, and go backstage and meet Carrie Underwood. Be listening for the song next 45 minutes. Friends are in here from Animal Care and Control, and thank you so much to our buddies over at Pet Essential for providing listeners who adopt a dog a gift certificate, good for some great products, and one free bath at their store. Pet Essentials over there, right here in Charlotte on Pineville Matthews Road next to Bonefish Grill. So thank you, folks. Melissa, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you guys?
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Just a bunch of good friends getting your morning started with a good laugh. Tanner in the morning, 103.7 WSOC.
Now you can give your...
Tanner in the morning.
WSOC.
Charlotte's number one country, 103.7 WSOC, Luke Bryan. That's a country man right there. He's on a redneck yacht. Normally, the artists have a back area where they can stay and kind of, you know, keep the distance, at least get some time to ease into the performance on the redneck yacht. Not Luke Bryan. I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to get out of this room and go out and mingle. He just heads right out. You know, people are walking onto the boat, and there's Luke Bryan sitting out there. How you doing? He's sitting on one of the coffee tables. Sitting on the coffee table, not on the furniture.
He ain't had no home bringing up.
Hey, what's wrong with that boy?
Don't sit on the coffee table.
He's a
countryman. He's a good man.
That's a good boy.
He is.
Let's check that drive.
Well, checking back into traffic. I'm Ben Bentley on 103.7 WSOC.
I've always wanted to get Luke Bryan and Elliot Sadler to sit down and tell stories, and you'd just be captivated because they're unbelievable.
Could go on forever.
Severe weather team 9 forecast. Looks like sunshine today, 84 for the high, down to 51 tonight. It is 53 now.
You throw Ward Burton in there, we got a party.
Oh, my word.
I'll tell you what. Coming up less than 20 minutes, the Carrie Underwood song of the morning. Be ready. Get yourself qualified to go backstage and meet her and get an autographed CD and some vitamin water. Also, Kenny Chesney, had a chance to talk to him yesterday. He's all over the place this week on television with the new CD in stores. You're going to have to listen very carefully to that interview with Kenny Chesney because I'm going to pull a question out of it and give you some great prizes if you know the answer. So, I saw this actually this morning when I came in. Don't know how everybody feels about this, but public school officials in Chicago, Illinois are recommending approval of a gay-friendly high school. They say because harassment and violence are causing the students to skip class and drop out at alarming rates, the School for Social Justice Pride Campus. School for Social Justice. It's about what they say. It's about creating another option for kids. Now, obviously, nobody wants to see any violence, and I want these kids to actually get their education and go to school and stuff, but creating another option for kids. So are we going to create a school now for kids that are overweight? Are we going to create a school for the so-called nerds?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Are we going to create a school for the kids who have acne problems through junior high and high school, who have something maybe a little different about them that they get harassed about? I don't grasp this at all. Maybe it's become a bigger problem than I'm aware of, because back when I was in school, it wasn't a real big problem. I've told you before, I was one of the folks who, I was the secretary of the drama club. Don't look at me. When I say secretary, y'all look and laugh at me. Like,
I'd like to get a look at those minutes.
We met.
You know what it was? You know what it was? There was a president, a vice president, and a treasurer, and the secretary of the drama club. And there were only 4 seniors in the drama club at that time, and I was one of them, so I got the last job that was the secretary.
By default?
Yeah, by default. That's exactly what I got. But, you know, I'm...
No, it's serious.
I don't know for sure, yeah. But these kids that, you know, I hung out with, and they were great kids, but they seemed to hold their own and be fine.
Yeah.
You learn to adjust. You learn who your friends are, who your friends aren't. Now, if you create a school like this, isn't there just going to be another kid that's going to come along for some other reason and pick on the kids? Another bully is going to show up.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, it's going to happen. I can guarantee you, you're not going to solve that problem by creating another school, because then you end up creating more and more schools.
Yeah, you're always going to be faced with those people that seem to think that their ability to succeed in life is to put others down, mm-hmm. to bully them, to hurt them in some way. And I mean, you're going to find that all the way through life.
Absolutely. And I think this is sheltering kids too much because, I mean, they got to go into the real world eventually, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't choose your jobs by just, you know, orientation, your background, stuff like that, you know. So it's going to happen regardless.
I mean, I guess we can sympathize with these kids, but I don't know about creating a whole new high school for them. I think it just draws more attention.